Flats and Webby on the Big Sports Breakfast. It's 7:37 here on Hump Day, Wednesday. Big final hour and a half of the show, including Shani Layton from the New South Wales Swifts. And we've got her on the line now. G'day, Shani.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Very good.
Or Shans, as it says on your webpage.
Yeah, mate.
Is it Shans?
That's the nickname.
Shans. Shans.
Thanks for having the yarns with the Shans.
Yeah.
You've got a great period coming up, obviously playing for the Diamonds and, you know, you're taking on the Ferns again after the World Cup, and you might have a different role to play, it seems.
What do you mean?
Well, in the defence, aren't you, with a couple of retirements, don't you have to sort of change your position maybe?
Oh, well, maybe, but it's nothing, you know, too different to what I did at World Cup. And, you know, you find, you know, going from your ANZ franchise into Aussies that your positions can quite often switch up. So although I've played goalkeeper in ANZ for the last couple of years now, you know, in the Aussies I've played, you know, a little bit of wing defence, a little bit of goalkeeper, a little bit of goal defence. Although I'll probably be stepping out into goal defence a little bit more than usual. I had a little bit of experience at Worlds at that, which is fun. And, yeah, it's just good to do something a little bit different every now and again anyway. And, you know we're going to miss Jules and Beck Bully, but we've got some exciting talent coming through as well.
Now, Shans, my netball insiders say that the Diamonds partied pretty hard after winning that World Cup. Can you confirm what happened straight after?
Well, we went to the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney and Jules Coletto got one of her mates in to DJ the party.
Nice.
It actually didn't go too long because you go hard then go home after a World Cup win. It's probably the one time that we're actually allowed to let our hair down, and it was quite enjoyable. Apparently got an A+ on the dance floor and managed to break you know, the little ribbon off my medal, so I've got to take that in to get things. But you know, compared to, you know, a lot of the other sports, I'm sure we're all quite tame. But
well, who was the last woman standing?
I reckon it was Kim Green, actually.
Yeah.
You're just giving her up.
Yeah.
You're just giving
her up. Well, you asked the question.
Know,
she's being honest.
She ended up at the cast and, she was up the latest out of everyone. But, because like we played 8 games in 10 days, which is just outrageous. And so by the end, you're like so exhausted that you're actually only out for a couple of hours anyway before you need to hit the hay.
The Constellation Cup, it's always magic again against the Kiwis. The rivalry is always there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's the exciting thing. And as a netballer, that's all you want to do is to get out and have a crack against the Silver Ferns. So it is really exciting. And I guess it's exciting any time you get to put on the green and gold dress. But, you know, it's always fun going over to New Zealand. And we're going to Christchurch and Auckland. And, you know, their crowds are pretty intense. So it's fun to get out there. And they're just, you know, super loud. Obviously not as great as our crowds, but it's always interesting being able to go over there. And for us, we've got to defend our title now. So, you know, we've had a lot of questions, you know, how are you staying motivated after World Cup? We had a whole 2 weeks off after World Cup before we got straight back into training, and we're back into camp today. But it's because, you know, we want to defend what we've got. We've got something really special in the Australian netball team, and we just want to continue that going and be able to integrate the new girls that are coming into the team for this tour.
Well, as Flat said, it's always very intense between the Australian team and the New Zealand team. Any sledge? Any lip?
No,
because come
every time
on.
I sledge, it always bites me in the butt.
Yeah, there's enough comes from the crowds over there, let me tell you, Webby.
I actually I did that in the ANZ Grand Final, and then we turned around and lost by a goal. So I don't like karma. I like, I reckon, action speaks louder than words, to be honest with you. And I just can't think of anything good enough to say.
No.
I'm just like,
but it gets fiery, though, yes?
Ronaldo, your hair looks crap today. That's probably the best thing I can come up with.
Yeah.
But, it does get fiery, yeah?
Yeah, it gets really fiery. Probably the only words that you have is if you tell someone to get over it or do this, do that. But, it definitely gets a bit fiery, but you just get on with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hoping that my goal shooter's having a crack at me because that means that she's thinking about what I'm doing and not what she's doing.
It will be weird having just finished the World Cup, moving on so quickly without a few members, won't it? It'll take you a few days in camp, I would think, just to sort of get that, you look around, different faces, different feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And even more so because we don't spend a lot of time together. You know, in ANZ, we're together for 6-7 months. And, you know, as with other sports, you know, you just got to come together and kind of gel. So even with the girls that have been around a while, it even takes a couple of days to get back into it and get back into the groove. So, yeah, you know, we'll be putting a lot of time on our analysis not of the other team, but also, you know, what we're doing to be able to gel together. But I think it also brings a new excitement to the Aussie team as well.
What do you think the World Cup win will mean for the sport? Like, apparently it rated its head off on television. Do you think it's going to grow?
Packed stadiums too.
Yeah, maybe. Do you think it's going to really help the National League?
Oh, look, I really hope that it does. And, you know, we've had a heap of exposure during Worlds, post-Worlds, and it's been really exciting as a netballer and even, you know, just getting about. We don't really get noticed too much, but a few of the girls have noticed that, you know, there are more people paying attention that are noticing us a little bit more, like, out on the street and that are excited to watch next year. And, you know, we have grown. Like, for the Swifts, we had it, like, we've already sold out all of our memberships and, you know, we're not playing until April next year. So it is really exciting. And I think, you know, the exposure that it gave us and then, you know, with the next couple of games coming up as well, you know, the sport will continue to grow, which is really cool.
The Swifts, how are we looking?
We're looking good. We're good. Looking strong. Yeah.
Awesome.
Which is exciting. So we don't start up until January next year. So we've got a little bit of time between now and then. But, you know, we've got some really great experience. We've got, you know, a good 6-7 international players in there, as well with some really great youth coming through as well. So it's a really good mix. I think, although it's always great to have that experience, you also need that youth in there to keep it really exciting and for, you know, some of the older girls to appreciate where we are. And sometimes you can forget that when, you know, you're continually training all the time. You have the freshness come in and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember what that was like. And, you know, it is. It's really exciting. And I think, you know, the fact that we have got, you know, such amazing fans in Sydney that it's already sold out just makes it that bit more exciting for the team as well.
Absolutely. Well, Shani, thanks for joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Big game, the Australian Diamonds up against New Zealand in Christchurch next week as they fight out the 2015 Constellation Cup. Thanks, Shani.
No worries, guys.